Part 3. Segmentation. Copyright Macmillan Publishers Limited, 2010. Were you able to follow that meeting, Tim?
Yes, I was, Carla. I think I understand the basic point of market segmentation now. You need to know as much as possible about the different groups of customers for your products so that you can make sure the products you manufacture or the services you provide are right for the customer.
Yes, that's correct. If we divide our customers into defined groups, we can make sure that the different products we make match what each group of our customers wants and is prepared to buy. And if we work out who the different groups of people buying our products are, this also helps us in other ways.
For example?
Well, if we know who our customers are, we can plan our marketing campaigns efficiently and use our marketing budget effectively. And knowing which groups of people are buying our products gives us a good way of measuring how well we are doing in comparison with our competitors.
Yes, I'm with you so far, but I'm still a bit confused about some of the terminology. In the meeting, people were talking about mass markets, segments, and niches, but I didn't really understand the difference between them.
Yes, it's a lot to take in. Okay, well, let's start with the mass market. This is when a company markets a single product to a big group of customers without any significant differences in the product itself or the way it's marketed. The most famous example is the Model T Ford car, which was manufactured so that every car was identical and which was then sold to the whole population of the USA. Of course, this was at the beginning of the 20th century. These days, things are different. Even if we can sell the same product round the world, we still need to make small changes for some markets, either to the product itself or the way it is packaged and branded. That applies to our chocolate bars. In some parts of the world, we use more sugar in the recipe, or a different kind of chocolate taste. So normally, we need to think about segments rather than a single mass market. Does that make sense?
Yes, absolutely. So, in other words, you're saying that a segment is a specific group of customers within the mass market?
Yes, that's right.
And how do you decide what makes a group of customers a segment?
Well, normally the customers that form part of a segment have things that make them similar.
What sort of things do you have in mind?
Well, there are lots of things that customers within a segment could have in common. Sometimes it's very easy to define. For instance, they could live in the same geographical region. Or they could have similar incomes and purchasing power. But sometimes it's more general. Customers could form a segment simply because they want or need the same kind of product or service. Or they could have similar habits and attitudes when they buy things.
I see. And a niche is something different from a segment. Is that right?
Yes, it is. A niche is much smaller than a segment. Usually it's a much more narrowly defined group of customers, which means there is usually a much smaller group of suppliers. For instance, the market for luxury sports cars like Lamborghini or an Aston Martin is a niche market because very few people have the purchasing power to buy one. Because the number of potential customers for niche products and services is much smaller, it means that they are usually less profitable than mainstream ones aimed at the mass market or products that target larger segments. This is true even when the product itself is quite expensive, like my example of the luxury sports car.
So, if niche products are less profitable than mainstream ones, does that mean that only small companies operate in niche markets?
No, not necessarily. Of course, niche markets provide a good opportunity for smaller companies, but there are lots of examples of very big companies operating within niche or specialist markets. Think of a travel company which sells highly specialist holidays, like trekking in the Himalayas or sledging in the Arctic, as well as their normal package holidays where people spend 2 weeks on the beach. Or how about a magazine publisher that produces magazines for all sorts of specialist hobbies, like bird watching or knitting, as well as their mainstream magazines that sell in huge numbers? In both cases, the companies are using niche products to diversify and to extend their brand.